Is money the root of all evil? In some families, apparently so. Amy Lynn's brother is a Baptist minister, and when she discovers that her share of their parents' estate went to his church, she launches a campaign to humiliate him in front of the whole congregation. Let's join the flock and take a front row seat to witness Undue Influence by Lori Stoner.
I hope you won't forget to thank the ladies' auxiliary.
I'm so proud of them.
79 boxes of clothing for the poor this year. Didn't I say when I got Tammy to join the group she would push the other ladies to excel? Bill, are you listening to me?
Of course, dear. I have it in my notes.
I wouldn't harp on it, but you've been so distracted lately. Why, just yesterday, you forgot to take your umbrella and came home soaking wet.
I don't melt.
No, but you melt my heart. Oh, darling, I miss your dear mama, too. Especially our long talks over sweet tea on the veranda. You know what I'd love? Let's get away. Just the two of us. Drive on over to Savannah. The weather's so lovely. You can stay at the Mulberry, stroll through the parks, hit all of the antique shops, have shrimp and grits for supper, whatever suits our fancy. What do you say?
Maybe in a few weeks.
I meant now, please. There's nothing pressing.
Not until the business with Amy Lynn is settled.
It is, as far as I'm concerned.
I've come to a decision, Martha. I'm sure you will disagree, but please hear me out.
When haven't I given you my full attention?
I want my money back. I want my money back. I want my money back.
What money is she talking about?
The money you stole from me.
I didn't steal nothing from you.
The church. The church got money that should have come to me.
I know her. She's Reverend Bill's sister.
That nut job is his sister?
Who are you calling a nut job?
Amy Lynn, you're in a house of worship.
No kidding. I really like what you've done with the place, Bill. Amazing what a shit pot full of money can do to spruce up a joint.
Come with me.
Only if you're ready to make a deal.
We'll discuss it after the service.
We'll discuss it right here and now. They need to know it was you who cheated me out of my inheritance.
Amy Lynn.
Stay out of this.
I just want to say I was remiss.
About what?
I should have told you long ago. What a fine job you did tending to your parents' needs.
Don't make me laugh.
Go into my office and wait for me. I promise I will settle this after the service.
No fucking way. I want to settle it now. Don't you touch me. Who do you think you are, Daddy?
Amy Lynn, show your brother the respect he deserves.
I'm warning you, don't fuck with me.
You will not curse in the house of the Lord.
I will do whatever the fuck I please.
Both of you, stop this instant. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I apologize for my sister's behavior. I am mortified you had to witness this private family matter. Please be patient. Give me 10 minutes. Ladies, this way, now.
Show's over, folks. Let's wait outside. Give the Reverend some space.
But I want to hear what she has to say.
Didn't you read the bulletin? The Reverend's mother left half her money to the church.
And the other half to him.
I'm sorry you feel cheated, but your feelings are not facts.
Aren't they? It's a fact Mother loved you best. I've known that my whole life. All I've ever heard was how you were her firstborn, grew up to be such an outstanding man, an ordained minister, no less. I can live with that, but what I won't live with or forgive is how you took advantage, stole what should have been mine. And for what? So you could put some shiny new pews in? Get bigger pots of lilies at Easter? Don't you dare tell me the money went to a better cause. I'm a cause. Better doesn't fucking matter. And you know what else you stole from me? What was worth even more? My belief that you loved me and had my best interest at heart.
I did. I do.
Could have fooled me.
If you weren't so jealous, you'd see how your family was looking out for you.
Lying, turning against me, stealing from me. You call that looking out for me?
What do you expect? You ran off with a no-good man who left you to live on the streets. Your mama and daddy were beside themselves with worry. They told Bill he had to bring you home. Not because they needed rescuing or to be cared for, but because you did.
That's bullshit.
I only agreed because I knew they would need you too, to be able to stay in their home.
What you wanted and got was an unpaid caregiver for 12 years. You lied to get me here, and then you swindled me. Oh, way to go, big brother. Way to go.
It's high time you stopped blaming him and took responsibility for your own life.
Martha, please.
I won't be silent, Bill. Not when she's tearing down everything we've worked so hard to build. I won't stand by and let her slander you. I won't.
Amy Lynn, have you no shame?
Oh, I've got plenty. How about you, Bill?
I will never be able to hold my head up in this community again.
You brought this down upon yourself.
Me? I know I acted foolishly, stooped to her level, but...
We will discuss it later.
Very well. You may chastise me tonight. In the meantime, please handle your sister.
Amy Lynn, don't skulk outside the door. Get in here.
I sure could use a drink. You got anything stronger than sweet tea in here?
If you thought you could shame me into giving you the money that belongs to the church, you were wrong. It isn't mine to give.
Oh, come on. I bet if you got the church council together, explained how there was a misunderstanding. You talked to Mama about leaving some money to the church, never expecting she'd get carried away and forget to leave some for me. It wouldn't be a lie, Bill. She was getting really forgetful toward the end and...
Stop. I have decided to transfer the money Mother left me to you.
That was the decision you were going to tell me? I was afraid you were going to help her contest the will, not give her our half. You can't, Bill. That's not what she wanted.
Mama made her decision. Now I have made mine.
I wasn't asking for that. Oh, this is so screwed up.
It's the only option. I will meet you at the bank tomorrow at 10. Now, if you don't mind, I have a congregation waiting and a service to start.
I gotta know, Bill.
I couldn't, in good conscience, keep the money. I hope this puts an end to it.
But you knew when you took her to the lawyer's office to change the will that what you were doing was not fair to me. We're family, Bill. You went behind my back. I couldn't let that lie, Bill. I couldn't.
I believe Mother acted out of generosity of spirit when she endowed the church in her will. But in so doing, she destroyed your faith.
For heaven's sakes, Bill. She gave up her faith when she ran off with that carny.
I was referring to her faith in us, in me, that she was a cherished member of our family.
That's right. And damn it, Martha, Joe was a horn player, not a carny.
As if that matters. He was a worthless bum who left you the first chance he got.
He did not. He was a good guy. We just weren't right for each other.
Enough! What matters is Amy Lynn came home, believing she would be rewarded for the sacrifice she made to care for Mother and Father.
And she was. They left the house to her.
With no means to support herself or maintain it.
So she'll have to sell it or find a job and live within her means. That was your mama's intention.
Was it? She confided in you?
That was my understanding.
You were always taking Mama out for your private little lunches. Was it you who took her to the lawyer's office?
Oh, don't be silly. Your mama knew her mind, if she knew you.
Why can't you give Amy Lynn credit for sticking it out until they passed?
I did. You heard me.
Oh, Martha.
Your folks gave her a nice place to live among God-fearing people, provided for her every need, well, even paid for her vacations. Where would she be now if she hadn't come home? Living in some flea-bitten apartment in Hollywood with nothing to show for her life.
You don't know that. I had friends, good friends, looking out for me. I was doing makeup for the stars. It killed me to give that up and come back.
Your mama said she was afraid if she left her money to you, You'd run back to your old life in that den of evil and take up with a low-life man again. She couldn't abide the thought of you making a complete spectacle of yourself.
And you couldn't either. Guess that about covers it. See you at the bank tomorrow, Bill.
Bill? Look at me, Bill. Your mother asked me to drive her to the lawyers. I offered my opinion. That's all. My conscience is clear.
We will never speak of it again.
Undue Influence by Laurie Stoner was directed by Steve Black. Susan Lowe played Amy Lynn Butler. Her brother, the Reverend Bill Butler, was performed by Alan Brasington. Lynn Doyle played the role of Martha Butler. Our festival stage manager is Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Our season presenter for Theater Odyssey's 16th annual 10-minute festival is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers are Paragon Festivals and Compose Hotel. All plays in our festival are copyright by the authors and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.